Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Tawas Bay Players, Deb DuBois. How are you, Deb?
Pretty good, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, you got a busy weekend coming up, don't you?
The next couple of weekends. Actually, the busiest weekend is going to be next weekend, March 26th through the 29th, when we're going to a competition with Tawas Bay Players production of The Women of Lockerbie. We go to Owosso for a state competition. It's called ACFest. It's a competition that the state holds every 2 years, offers it to any community theater that would like to present a production. And then if they win, they go on to regionals, which is like a 5 or 6 state competition. And then after that, they go to nationals. And we're really pleased that Michigan was chosen to be the regional host, which means in Midland in April, and the national host in Grand Rapids in June. So we're hoping to progress through the process and bring some fame to Tawas for players and for the Tawas area.
Well, the Tawas Bay Players already do that with some great productions. But The Women of Lockerbie was really kind of a special one, wasn't it?
Right. The Women of Lockerbie we did, The Women of Lockerbie is by Deborah Brevert. And it Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland, that was shot down by the Iranians.
Yeah.
And we did the production in its entirety in May of 2014. It was very well received. It's a very thought-provoking, moving play. And to go to competition, though, we had to take that 90-minute show and do some alterations. You're only allowed 60 minutes to do production.
Oh, wow.
So we had to cut it down to about 55 minutes so that we kind of slipped under. And we're hoping that we get that. But you also have, the competition is kind of unusual, is that you have to bring your set along. You have 10 minutes, no more, to put your set up. 60 minutes to do the show, and no more. And 10 minutes to take it down, and no more. If you go over in any of those spots, you're eliminated.
Wow.
And so they've got the theater in Owosso set up with little holding cubicles. And so you have a 10 by 10 foot square to fit your set and your props and your... and anything that you need on stage, and then move it out, set it up, take it down, do the show. It's very interesting, and that's kind of the tough part, is getting the set smaller, get the cast to work on a show that they have to skip lines that they got used to saying.
And yeah, that's true. Now, so you guys have been probably rehearsing for quite a while then, getting ready for this.
We've been kind of going the flow since like right around Christmas time past, and first, we had to, like I said, drop the show down to under 60 minutes, and that was like agreeing with everybody. And we had to get permission. You do have to pay for the rights to do the show, just like you do anything.
Sure.
And they give you permission to, the publishing house gives you the permission to edit the play.
Okay. And now, is this something that's open to the public? Can they come watch you guys?
Yes. Down in Owosso, there are actually the convention for the regular people who would like to come and see the shows starts about 6 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay.
However, Tawas Bay Players had to be down there Thursday evening because we start at 7 a.m. Friday morning with getting our first chance, our only chance, to load our stage in, practice on the stage, and then leave. And then we actually are performing Friday night about 8:15. We set up. Right. And after we're done with the show and we are adjudicated, which is like a judging, they have 4 judges that adjudicate us. At 9:50, we have to pull everything away from Owosso and pack it back in our truck because they have 8 shows that they're doing through the course of the weekend.
Wow.
And everybody has that like 2-hour window to practice, the only time they get a chance to do anything on stage.
Yeah. Now, will you guys stick around, watch the other shows?
Or in a way, we're kind of glad we had to start so early because then Saturday we can just chill, relax, and watch, you know, 6 out of the 8 productions. We won't be watching the first one that goes before us.
Sure,
we'll be
you'll
too
be
nervous.
Right, yeah. Wow, it sounds like a fun time, and it's going to be a great weekend. Now, this is happening not this coming weekend, the weekend after?
Right, it's happening. Actually, we leave on Thursday the 25th to go down to the Owosso, and we'd like to especially thank one of our sponsors who's helping us do this is Seymour's.
Oh, okay.
Is letting us use one of their trucks to haul our stuff down, and that's very much appreciated. And, we moved down. But this Sunday, the 22nd, at 2 p.m., we're going to give a performance of a dress rehearsal performance to show the town or any of our players or anybody who wants to come at 2 o'clock what it is we're doing and kind of explain it, show them how we set the set up, do the 60-minute show, take the set down. And it's free.
Oh, okay.
We're asking for donations to help up defray the cost. We're actually sending 13 people down there.
Wow.
So we have travel and rooms and, you know, that sort of thing to help pay for. And so at 2 o'clock, the doors will open at 1:30 on Sunday, the 22nd. We'll do the production and show you how it's done and talk a little bit about it. Refreshments will be served, and we're asking for any kindly donations that people would like to give to us. Absolutely free to them. If they want to give a donation or not, it's totally up to them.
All right. That sounds like a wonderful event. Come on out and see what it's all about on Sunday. And what time is that on Sunday?
It's a 2 o'clock show. 2 p.m. The doors will be open at 1:30. Okay. So we are limited. There's 150 seats. So first come, first serve. Mm. But I would like to send some special thank yous out to some terrific Tawas Bay players, members, board, the cast. My cast is unbelievable, and they're acting double duty as crew, rebuilding the sets, painting them, doing everything they can. They've worked so hard. And a little also thank you to Sue Duncan, who is heading up a murder mystery called Murder on Maui that's going to happen in April with the KSCs at the KC Hall. And that's going to be kind of a fundraiser to put some of the money back into the coffers for Tawas Bay players. And you can find more information about that calling the players or going to the chamber. We have information. And another great big thank you to WKJC, Kevin, John, Debbie, for always letting us come out here and talk. It's just wonderful. But I would like to just mention my cast: Susan Witt, Ray Skiver, Susan Dahl, June Hudgens, Alan Dalton, Tina Dalton, Stacy Perot, Reese Smith, Donna Thomas, myself as director, assistant director, and painter Diane Ray, our light technician Chris Mundy, and our stage manager Forrest Whitford.
Very good. Well, good luck to you down there. I hope
We're nervous. It's called not sleeping nights, but we're trying to get it organized. But we are going to do it. It is a very, very moving show and very talented cast that's doing it. So I have very good hopes that we're going on to Midland in April.
We're gonna keep our fingers crossed, and we know you guys will bring back the best you can. You guys are always putting on great performances, and I think you'll do fine down there. Well, from the Tawas Bay Players, Deb Du Bois. Deb, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you very much, Kevin.